Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's July, you know, I think it's the 24th. It's 2017. And we are here to talk about everything that's going on affecting you, your life, your jobs, your money, and all points in between. We will talk markets, Trump land, the Socialist Party. Okay, well, for the day we'll call them Democrats, but they're really the Socialist Party. And everything else that goes along with that, ladies and gentlemen. We can get into everything else, but it really doesn't matter. So I have lots to cover today. So many things going on. We're in the midst of big-time earnings season. This week will be, is Google, Amazon, I believe Facebook, a bunch of Dow stocks, Our Job, Watch, Measure, look at the numbers, look at the reaction, decide, and then close our eyes, hold our nose, and pray. Okay, I've tried that. Doesn't work. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button and go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, heartwarming stories of the day. You name it, we cover it. If you want to hear what we're doing, we like to hear what you're doing, press the money management buttons, press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you in the morning, webcast button to get the webcast, and whatever else is up there. All at the ever-popular GaryK.com. So, bear with me. Which you do every day anyhow. Just bear with me. We're just going to call them the Democratic Party. Just for today. But they really are the Socialist Party. They've gone from whatever they were to Bernie Sanders. And now they are out telling us. Listen carefully. This affects you and your money. They are out telling us that they have heard us. And now they know why they lost to the likes of Donald Trump. It was their message. They did not convey it well. They did not convey it right. But they've heard your call. and now they're going to do better. I watched a bunch of Democratic operatives today talking about the message, the message, the message. That we just haven't gotten the message. We didn't hear it correctly. It wasn't conveyed right. Well, I got a little bit of news, and I put it in a scathing retort to Chuck Schumer, who runs the Democratic Party basically right now. He put out an op-ed in the New York Times today. The New York Times. The Chuck Schumer. And they stated, it's time for a new Democratic Party message. He put out an op-ed, a better deal for American workers. He says in this op-ed, that the better deal is not about expanding the government or moving our party in one direction or another along the political spectrum. Yet, here are his proposals. Increase workers' incomes by lifting the minimum wage to $15. So he's not expanding government, he's just having government tell businesses what they have to do. But Chuck Schumer, who has been in politics since the early 90s, doesn't understand that that money doesn't grow on trees like they think the money does in Washington, D.C. It's actually paid by businesses. And when you tell a business that they have to spend a lot more money on manpower without any added productivity gains, guess what's going to happen? Less man and woman. More kiosks. More robots. People that would have got hired at $11 will not get hired at $15. Chuck Schumer proposes a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. But do we believe him? Because under President Obama's stimulus plan, $800 billion, a ton of it was going to go towards shovel-ready infrastructure projects. We know it got shoveled. He says, first, we're going to increase people's pay. What do you mean you're going to increase people's pay? You have no money. You have nothing. You're bankrupt. Washington, the only reason Washington breathes is because of the taxpayer. They're going to increase people's pay. Them. People that have never run businesses. Wrote a paycheck. He says they're going to reduce people's everyday expenses. Oh, that's right, Obamacare. You said it was marvelous and would cut people's expenses. Jonathan Gruber said you lied. Oh, but we'd have believed now. He also goes on to say they're going to provide workers with the tools they need for the 21st century economy. And who are you going to do that for? And how are you going to do it? What tools are we talking about? Again, more government bullcrap mantra. And of course, the usual Democratic talk, and I quote, and for too long, government has gone along tilting the economic playing field in favor of the wealthy and powerful while putting new burdens on the backs of hardworking Americans. Oh, really? I got news for her. Chuck, Mr. Politician Schumer. There is no better country with a where the playing field is tilted towards people becoming successful. Just the opposite of what Chuck Schumer says. Chuck Schumer lies. And I can go on and on. It was an op-ed about more government involvement in every frickin' thing we do. But don't worry. It's not expanding government. There is not one word in there about less onerous regulations. A fairer and simpler tax code. Not one word. There's not one word about people keeping more of their money. Not a word. Just a bunch of socialist bullcrap by miserable failures measured by, since Chuck Schumer became senator, our debt has gone from $2 trillion up to $20 trillion. We've had massive deficits. We have major government programs that are running out of money. And promises to people going down 20, 30, 40 years that they can't cover. But they're there for you. Because Chuck Schumer is smarter than you. Just wanted to let you know. Up next, Market Wrap, Movers of the Day, News of the Day, Trump Land. A few things on that. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Getting the kids ready for a new school year can be a hectic time for parents. From shopping for new school supplies to adjusting to new routines and staying connected around busy schedules. As you look for ways to stay connected as a family this school year, look no further than Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk offers nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, with no contracts, no credit checks, and no mystery fees. Get Straight Talk's unlimited talk, text, and the first 8 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G for $45 a month. Or bump it up to 12 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G for $55. With more high-speed data and great deals on the latest smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy S8, you'll be able to capture and share your favorite memories, keep track of school commitments, and stay connected through family messaging apps. For more information, please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com. That's straighttalk.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So, in Trump land today, and I'm actually happy about this, Trump actually called the Democratic Party a bunch of liars. I was thrilled by it. I have absolutely no problem with it. Jonathan Gruber admitted that they lied about the health care bill. It's in plain sight. As usual, the media did not do their job in calling this person out and raking them over the coals because they're one-sided imbeciles. I love seeing that, but there's something weird also is happening. It looks like the Senate is going to vote on healthcare Obamacare repeal tomorrow. And the interesting thing about it, they know they don't have the votes. They're not repealing it. So why the hell do you vote? Answer is, I have no clue what they're thinking. I wish I did. To me, makes absolutely no sense. If I'm to come up with a reason why they would do it, maybe to give people cover that, hey, at least I voted for it. Really? So nothing really happening with the Republicans at this juncture. I do know that... that Jared Kushner was out and specifically and unadulteratedly said that he had nothing to do with Russian collusion. And as you know, I believe them. I think the media has made this up with the DNC because they've all lost. They still have not found anything. Oh, there was a 20-minute meeting. 6 months of just complete investigations, and there was a 20-minute meeting. There's only one guy I'm very suspicious of, and that's that Manafort guy. Seems like he had a lot of money sloshing around through all these governments, but we'll find out in time. We shall find out in time. Anyway, that's Trump land, and tomorrow's going to be interesting with this health care repeal. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a banana republic right now. Now, aftermarket. Google is down... Ooh. Am I right? $32. Google is down $32 in the aftermarket. Even though earnings are up 27%, revenues are up 21%. Just keep in mind, Google went up $85 in the last 2.5 weeks when that Friday, July 7th, the NASDAQ put in a low. So I would not call that end of the world. But it's still down $32 in the aftermarket, so I do want to let you know that. Apple, Amazon this week. Excuse me. I think Apple's next week. Amazon and Facebook are this week. And, of course, with Google being down in sympathy, you got some pullbacks in NASDAQ 100 types that have gone up with it. So that's really the aftermarket that I wanted to talk about here. We'll do... movers of the day in a little bit and go through what had a good day and all that, and also what had a bad day. So that said, let us get in depth in today's socialist market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Dow down 66. Ooh. S&P down only 2 and change, though. NASDAQ was up 23. NASDAQ 100 up 19. We'll explain in a minute. Transports down 43. What else? Not much else. SOX semiconductors were down a little bit. Advanced declines, 1216 on New York, flat on the NASDAQ. New highs contracted some. But lots of jello moving on the plate, ladies and gentlemen. First off, of import in the Dow. Just a few things to make note of. Apple was up $1.80 today. No news. I think that's more NASDAQ. Caterpillar got an upgrade of $1.50. Travelers off the 50-day. Johnson down 2.5. McDonald's down 2. T's in the 50-day. 3M down $1. Nike down $1. IBM $1. Home Depot down another $2. Goldman Sachs down another 2. Goldman Sachs bad reaction to earnings. And Home Depot broke the 50-day. Sat right under it for about 4 or 5 weeks. 4 weeks. On Thursday was the clue. Not even a clue. It was the smack across the face, get the heck out. Home Depot's top for now. We'll see how earnings come in. Other areas of the market. Energy weak. Remember what we told you last week. First, at the beginning of the week, okay, energy's starting to pop its head up, but we're not turning bullish. We're just less bearish here. Let's see what happens. Failed right at the 50-day in and around it. Still going down right now. Nothing to do at this juncture. There was no reason to buy it when it was moving up. You got to let these things settle in. We'll let you know if the major turn has been made. Biotech's on the strong side today. No complaints. Financials on the green side today. No complaints about that. Gold stocks look like they're rolling over. Restaurants look like they are rolling over here. Transports are still weak relatively. The airlines are relatively weak also. And again, in the Dow today, some icky Dow action, to say the least. And by the way, we're going to talk financials in a little bit more in depth. Commodities a little bit to the better. And I think retail. Oh, God. I got to tell you, I was looking at charts of TJX, Foot Locker, Dick's Sporting Goods, Hibbert Sporting Goods. By the way, that's HIBB. And HIBB came in with numbers. When you have a chance, go look at the stock. Do you want to know what a classic bear market looks like? Go look how HIBB has been below the declining 50-day moving average for about 8 months, hugging it. And then today, the big one, down $6.60 to $13.10. And I was looking also at Ross Stores, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Limited Brands. Oh, my God. All you had to do was own some big, well-known retail over the last 6 months to a year. You're crushed. Wow. When you have a chance, go scan some of these things. And now you'll know what I mean about being very stock and sector specific, because 40% of the market, not in good shape. Up next, more. Lots to cover today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. All right, a few things I'm looking at. Number one, as I mentioned, Google's down $32 in the aftermarket. I'm looking at the L stock, by the way. Let me make sure I got that right. 998 to 966. Last I looked, that's $32. Also of note that IBM, as you know, gapped down to new yearly lows, keeps falling now. I think the big money crowd has given up on their accounting, to say the least, and stay away from it. We've been telling you to stay away from that for a while. Tesla. I keep getting asked about the stock. It goes from 386 to 303. It's been edging up. It went up 14 today to 342. I didn't see the news. They keep losing a lot of money. They report next week. I have no idea what it's going to be. All I know is it's still a favored stock in the fact that Elon Musk and blah, blah, blah. But they still lose $15,000 to $20,000 a car. But the hope is they're going to start making a lot of money off the cars when all said and done. I have no feel for the stock right here. I mentioned those retail names. Again, when you have a chance, just scan the retail. I was just noticing if you go to new yearly lows, you just find a ton of them. And it really is a big wow. And it looks like Home Depot's joining. Mentioned oils already. And in that vein, Halliburton, numbers straight down. I want to mention Ford. Still bear market, rolling over, stay away from it. I mentioned the gold miners, GE, new yearly lows, GE, new closing low, GE. Wow. It really is a wow. Snapchat, new yearly low again, $14.08. Remember what we told you. And look, we can be completely frank and honest. We're guessing. But we also can get a feel about how the market feels about something and then look at valuation and then look what the company's doing and what they're saying. So Snapchat, Blue Apron finally had an update today. It's still 26% below the IPO. Somebody said something about it. Some underwriter, something like that. And those are the little tidbits I was following today. Again, earnings season. We'll see if Google affects things or not. I don't know. On the upside today, Intuitive Surgical up 21 today. Bounces after being down 40-something on Friday. Tesla up 14, Amazon up 13, new high ground. Amazon will be down because of Google, but not by much, and they report Thursday. WebMD Health Corp up 11 to $66. That is a buyout. Coherent, a 7. PetMed Express, PETS, up 7 to 47. Numbers. Scientific Games, up 7 and change to 34. Numbers. Price Lines, a 7. 5 or more. Applied Optoelectronics. Baidu, BIDU, big, gigantic breakout on the stock. Chinese ADRs have been strong. Now, this is a stock from yesteryear. I remember a long time ago I made very good money on Baidu, but it's kind of sort of not been, you know, doing a lot. In fact, if I look at a weekly on it, I'm just going to look a weekly. The stock is where it was in 2014. And it's still off the high of 252 in late 2014. But it was a big leader for a long time. And actually, 2011, that's still up there from nice. Stay with the fives, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Four more, Lumentum, L-I-T-E, that's breaking out. Wins Resorts, they report this week. NetEase, Shopify, right off the 50-day. Insight Corp, three or more. Kite Pharmaceuticals, Bluebird Bio, Alliance Data Systems, IDEX Labs. Got to write that IDEX down, by the way. IDXX. A-Biomed, IPG Photonics. YY Inc., Chinese ADRs, Teleflex, Cognex. Two or more, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Weibo, WB, China ADR, Veeva Systems, VEEV, Allergan, breaking above 250, little breakout, Wix.com, HDFC Bank, LendingTree, Ultimate Software, Martin Marietta Materials, say that 10 times fast, Align Tech, Arista Networks, M&T Bank, better regional banks today, TAL Educations, China ADR, Paycom Software, that's, believe, right off the 50-day, if I'm not incorrect. Just about. And that is your movers on the upside. On the downside today, AutoZone, jeez. You know when I tell you the good get gooder and the bad get badder? Wow. So I made a point. There's a bunch of auto part retailer companies where the dog park is, where I take my dogs on the weekend, and I popped into an AutoZone and an O'Reilly. They look pretty busy. So I don't know what's going on there, whether it's the Amazon effect or just the overall retail. Oh, my goodness. And just so you know, these have been stalwarts of the growth crowd, especially AutoZone, which is now trading where it did. Well, it's down from 800 and something to 500, less than 500. Hasbro down 11 on earnings. That was been a leader, not anymore. Manpower Group down 11 on earnings. That came off of a new yearly high today on numbers. Lennox International 6, down, breaking the 50-day. Chipotle, gee whiz. Novovirus will do it every time. And I visited two Chipotles this weekend. Just two. My small sample. Not very busy. And poor Bill Ackman. First the debacle with Valeant Pharmaceuticals, and now he bought a big position in Chipotle. My God. Do you think billionaires can lose sleep also? Because he's still a billionaire. Illinois Tool Works down 5, off the highs, breaking the 50-day on numbers. Coca-Cola, FEMSA. Three or more, Mesa Labs, O'Reilly Automotive. Jeez. Valmont Industries, Decker's Outdoor, breaking down. Stanley Black & Decker, Constellation Brands, we're in the 2s. Snap-on. That's new yearly lows just about. Canadian Pacific, little distribution in the rails, kids. Johnson & Johnson. Dow stock may be on a little top-out process here. Numbers were not very good. Foot Locker. Stock's gone from 78 to 45 since May. Wow. Wow. So when I tell you the good getting gooder, the bad getting badder, man, oh, man, it continues. I had some English teacher email, Gary, you're not setting example by the good gooder and the bad. Dude, it's just my way of, you know, you don't need great English all the time. I ain't have great English. Anyway, so that is what's going on. And what it feels like is that the bad things, the things that are acting very bad, at any price are being sold, just get me out, because I need performance, and buying into the things that are performing. But you know what it does? It gets things extended to the downside, and gets things extended to the upside, to the point where they're both stretched either way, and then finally, you get the snapback. or the low or the and the high. So far it hasn't happened, but we'll see what happens as we get through earnings. Again, tons of very important earnings come out. We'll see whether Google hurts things or not tomorrow. No doubt the NASDAQ 100 is going to do a little dance on it because of how much Google is involved with the NASDAQ 100. But still, again, it's just one stock, a big stock, but there is a lot more to come. Apple, Amazon, Facebook coming up next. Oh, Priceline right after that too. Stay tuned. Up next on The Edge, more of this, that, and the other thing. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9 plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. From the newspapers, some things that really interested me. I've never met Ken Fisher. He is a big money manager at a big firm. He's the guy that has the advertisements on TV and everywhere that annuities suck and don't ever buy annuities. I hate annuities, dot, dot, dot. He's an author of 11 books, four of them New York Times bestsellers. Article, USA Today, why the so-called Trump rally is a lie. See, I don't understand that. The market was dormant for about 18 months. The day Trump won, the market lifted off, led by financials, and have not looked back. So shouldn't we presume, since it was the exact day, that at least some of it's Trump? So I'm going to have to push back and take a little bit of issue that the Trump rally is a lie. Just letting you know. Also, here's an article. Don't hold your breath for that next big raise. It could take a year, some economists say. So there's an article in USA Today about the inability to get a raise. Written by a guy named Paul Davidson. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a bunch of bull crap. Let me tell you about business. Good businesses will always pay more for good performance. They'll pay a lot more for great performance. They will pay ridiculous amounts for superstars. Don't believe this article. Businesses are smart. They understand competition. They understand competing for your talent. Great talent gets paid in this world, ladies and gentlemen. It's your job to A, become great, and B, market it. C, become that person at your firm that they cannot live without, you'll get a raise. You'll get a raise. Article. Front page of Pravda. I mean USA Today. USA split on a Trump impeachment. You mean they really did a poll on Trump being impeached? Why? This is what I mean by over-the-top corrupt media bias. Trump is not getting impeached. He has done nothing to get impeached. He has done nothing to even start on getting impeached, except a bunch of drizzle heads in the Democratic losing party saying maybe we should impeach him. Again, the media taking their marching orders by a bunch of loser Democrats who have lost all elections and have no power. Those of you who are hoping out there that Trump's going to be impeached, I got news for you. You're going to be waiting all 4 years. And if he wins again, all 8. And I don't know if you've seen this. 10 people died. The human smuggling. They died in the back of a truck. And all that stuff. There's argument going on about immigration and stuff like that. I just, you know. It absolutely leaves you speechless that anything like that could happen. And lastly, I just want to let you know that my health insurance is up 74% in 4.5 years. 74%. And I went to my health insurance company. I'm going to leave their name out of it. I would like to figure out what I can do differently because this is getting insane. I'm going to have to do something different. I'm going to need another insurance company. You know what they told me? There aren't any. The only thing you can do next is do an Obamacare policy, which is 60% more expensive than what I'm paying with this company. So I checked to see if they were BSing me. They weren't. I spoke with 3 different insurance brokers. Boy, are we screwed. Obamacare really did put us in the soup in hopes we go to a single-payer government-run health care, which will be the death of us. They know not what they got themselves into, but they get away with it because the media says absolutely nothing about it. They should be raking Obama and Gruber and Ezekiel Manuel off over the coals over this. But it's all Donald Trump's fault. Hey, just letting you know, 74% rise in my premiums. Have a great evening. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like I do. Simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Nighty-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.